We were thinking in part two about advertising. What sort of things have you noticed that are often advertised in your country?
Well, in my country, baby formula is a very large and competitive market. This is evident on visiting the supermarket, as there are many different brands available. To stand out and become the most popular, these companies tend to do a lot of advertising on the sides of buses and on the television.
Do you think that the advertising these baby formula companies are doing is effective?
I think so. I know that my friend who has a young baby said that she bought a specific brand because it was the name she was most familiar with. Therefore, it seems that by advertising and getting their name known, people see the product as reliable.
Have you yourself ever been influenced to buy something because of advertising?
Yes, absolutely. I was never very influenced by the advertising on television, but nowadays there is also a lot of advertising on social media, and I have often found myself purchasing things that I have seen on my social media feed. For example, I needed a new hairdryer, and one day a new super fast hairdryer was advertised on my feed, and so I bought it. It was easier than going to the shops.
Pretty good.
How did you feel after you had made the purchase?
I was slightly worried that I had made an impulse buy and perhaps it wouldn't be very good. But I was also relieved that I didn't have to make the journey into town and spend hours comparing hair dryers in the superstore.
Considering everything that we have discussed today, do you think advertising should be allowed?
That's a very hard question to answer. I feel that there are both advantages and disadvantages to advertising. For example, my friend wouldn't have had a clue which baby formula to buy if advertising was not allowed. Even though the one she chose may not have been the best, at least she felt that she had made a good choice. However, it does also allow companies to convince people that they need things or that they should buy a certain brand, which is not a good thing. Overall, though, I would say that I do think advertising should be permitted.